This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The World Health Organization warned that vaccines were no magic bullet for the coronavirus crisis as Russia started vaccinating its high-risk workers on Saturday. Health officials in Moscow said they had opened 70 coronavirus vaccine centers in the Russian capital that would initially offer shots for health, education, and social workers. But the WHO is warning about what it says is a wrong belief that the COVID-19 crisis is over, with shots on the horizon nearly a year after the start of the pandemic. Vaccines do not equal zero COVID, said WHO Emergencies Director Michael Ryan, adding that not everyone will be able to receive it early next year. The comments came as the United States clocked a record number of COVID-19 cases for a second day in a row on Friday, with the country preparing for what U.S. President-elect Joe Biden has called a dark winter. America's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommended universal face mask use indoors, and Biden said he would scale down his January inauguration ceremony to mitigate the virus risk. The WHO says 51 candidate vaccines are currently being tested on humans, with 13 reaching final stage mass testing. Britain on Wednesday became the first Western country to approve an inoculation. This one is from Pfizer-BioNTech. It's for general use, and of course it's putting pressure on other countries to follow. The United States is expected to green light a program later this month. And Belgium, France, and Spain have said vaccines will begin in January for the most vulnerable. More than 66 million people have contracted COVID-19 globally, with the death toll from the disease topping 1.5 million.